All right, Lars Lindstrom. First of all, in talking to Jet, which I'm sure you did, I talked to a few guys after practice, and they're like, dude, Jet's doing that three down the hill. It's stupid. It's insane. I'm not doing that. Fuck that. But then that's where he crashed on. I wonder, did they change the takeoff at all?
Yeah, they cut it down quite a bit.
He didn't even like see it on the parade lap or whatever.
I think he did, because we talked about it also. And I think he just had a lot of confidence, and he came down there. And I think he must have been a braking bump that was in the right spot or something like that. And he's like, I can do it. And that's honestly, that part I didn't ask him about. I should ask him about that. But that's how I took it. He's like, felt confident, thought he could do it.
I'm Jay Lawrence.
Went for it and landed, you know, right into a bunch of braking bumps and crap.
Not good.
And blew himself up. So, and then when he did that, you know, he kind of fell off the side of the bike. The foot peg took a chunk out of his leg, kind of like RC style. And then you know, obviously his crash was pretty violent, like everybody could see. So
shoulder bothered him in the second moto?
No, not shoulder. No, shoulder I think it was good. When he got hit in the leg and like he's got a foot peg, you can see where the teeth actually, you know, like imprinted into his leg there. He got like a dead leg, kind of like when Barsha hit him at St. Louis. And he, you know, couldn't move it for a bit. And then once that kind of came around, he started going again. And I think that he just... Dude, he hit the ground hard, and you know, I think everything caught up to him. Luckily, you know, Doc G, who's awesome, was able to kind of fix him up between the motos and get him ready for the next one. And he said he felt good for a while there when he, you know, got into second, right, and he was going. And then he's like, dude, all of a sudden it just came back. My leg was hurting, my body was hurting, and he just ran out of energy and he couldn't pull it off. So.
It's weird to see him lose a moto and get past, Lars. I don't know. Weird. Hunter's Day?
Hunter's Day? I mean, pretty damn good. He got second overall, obviously. But I don't think he was too happy with it because we
I don't think he got second overall. I think AP got second overall.
Nope. Last lap when Chase passed AP.
That did it.
He was third overall. And then, whoever Anderson passed him, whoever it was. Anyways. Yeah. Then Chase came around, passed Coop, gave him third. And then Chase passed AP, gave him second by one.
Chase Sexton giving Honda.
Yeah, what a giver. Yeah, I appreciate it. We're like, it was one of those conundrums where you're like, do you really want to give more points to Chase Sexton?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we'll take the second overall for Hunter.
Right.
But I don't think he was that happy because he the second moto wasn't great for him. He didn't, you know, he's...
When you're him and you're in second and you had the good first moto, like, you don't give up second. That's not, you know, anytime a guy does that, that's when they get pissed.
Right, yeah. And he was there in the beginning of the race, and, you know, Jay Coop pulled away in, you know, first couple laps, and he couldn't get it back. Anderson was there for a while. And, he just, you know, he wasn't super happy with the bike. And and to be fair, last week we tested with Jet all week, and Hunter went home. And then we came here, and he basically got Jet's settings from this week. So he never really had a lot of time to get used to it and ride it. But, you know, we tinkered with it, and they were really confident that it was better. And I'm not sure that it was. Maybe it was in certain spots, but it came down to you just didn't have enough time for him to get used to it. And this track is different with the hills.
Chance Thomas, man, another impressive day. Like, didn't get on the box, but did everything else. There's four guys that were the class of the field, and he was in that.
Yeah, and he was a similar situation to Hunter where he was, like, tied for second, like, with three guys. And, you know, just needed one guy to do whatever, and then it didn't work out. But either way, yeah, I mean, super happy with him, super stoked on his whole shot, which is super difficult to do in a 250 class. And then his ride is strong. I mean, he's not – the second moto, I think he put a lot of energy into that first moto, kitching on him the entire race, and he didn't give it up, which was – huge for him. I think that's a big checked off, and so the second moto I don't think he had as much energy as the first, but still impressive ride. Especially, you know, start was okay, but I told him after the first moto, I'm like, hey man, you're one of the guys now, you know, like that
confidence. He needs to start thinking about that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like, I mean, he was bummed after the race, and I'm like, hey, you're bummed on a fourth, like, that's pretty cool.
You
know
that?
Yeah, Chance Thomas, you know. He's finally coming to, you know, what we thought he could be, and it's cool to see him grow.
Yeah, that's really good. And Joe's day?
Joe's day was an improvement over last week. Tested a lot with him this week. What he likes in the bike is different than what the other three guys like in their bike. So it's kind of hard for everyone to kind of wrap their head around, you know, a championship winning bike, right? And to change it anyways. But, you know, like, he's got to go prove that. I think the first moto, he was, just giving up weight. And maybe the second moto, too. The first couple laps, he needs to be a little bit better. Too many guys getting by him, shuffling him back, and then he's got to try to get him later. And, you know, it's just a freaking dogfight at the end, you know, when you're trying to get these passes. It takes a lot out of you. So.
Yeah, he slowly moved up both motos, but, yeah, you give up that damage early, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's got to make life easier on himself. It starts, like I said, weren't even bad. They're pretty decent. And so, you know, he's got to capitalize on that a little bit more.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries.